the conversation of cigars in general and how much the wrapper means to the cigar.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, looking here at my notes that
You got the right ones there, buddy.
Well, I'm saying that it didn't matter whether it was the Connecticut or the Habano. I thought they both were not good.
We didn't have
good.
A Connecticut, so.
You know, I arrived at...
I think that sucks. Yeah. I think it sucks.
Yeah, I did. I just, you know, I just did not enjoy the combo. Between the two, I actually like the Habano better.
Oof, can I get that in writing?
Yeah, but for...
You got to record it.
It's the same things you're saying, Benjamin. I liked it kicked up, and I thought that it...
Yes.
The Connecticut felt like just a floor mat that, you know, the filler and binder were just stomping all over it, and it was just completely unbalanced. But when you swapped out and had the fuller body, you know, Habano wrapper, I was like, okay, well, this is standing up to it. It still sucks. But I thought that it had a fighting chance of some balance.
Let me be clear. I did not think it sucked.
Just PSA, Mike's views and opinions do not reflect the views and opinions of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, necessarily. Let's just throw that out there.
I can fix that in post.
You know, I think that that's good to consider is that, you know, you liked that one more than you liked the other one. And but that shows the difference in the Habano wrapper as opposed to the Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper.
I'm sorry. Did you miss the part where I mentioned it had a little bit of wood?
Yeah. I got the wood.
Both of them.
I got the wood for sure. But let's go ahead and give it a rating here. What do we think, folks? We're going to go fours.
Magnificent.
Alrighty, folks. So we have reached that time in our show where we like to ask Mike anything.
Ooh. Oh, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. A microphone. You're asking me questions. You have no idea what I'm going to say.
That's right. Out of this lineup, which one would you smoke on the golf course?
Ooh. Huh.
You have 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds? Oh, man. I don't think so. I'm not a golf course smoking. You know, I have not found those two things pair very well. I would probably choose the Habano just because I know it sucks and it wouldn't interfere with my golf game. Oh. So, you know, yeah.
I don't think I'd go to the golf course if I couldn't smoke.
Well, you can't play golf.
Well, that's another full.
That's another thing.
That's why.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. On the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
oh, man, Mike, those questions we asked were so awesome. I'm so glad we got to know more about you.
My favorite color is chartreuse.
Yeah, that's the liquor so good they named the color after it.
Let's see. I am a diehard fan.
Wait, is it a Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie?
Definitely a Christmas movie.
Definitely Christmas.
Definitely a Christmas movie.
That settles it. That settles it.
It's just the way you get to say Nakatomi.
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, we're back. We're back, guys. We're back. We're back. Oh. Hey, guys, welcome back from the commercials. We were just going over those questions for you guys in post. We'd like to want to take a chance as thanks, Crux, for giving us the opportunity to sample their lineup and go over their product. They also give us a really cool backpack that we're going to work into a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So when that giveaway happens, we'll be sure to keep your eye out.
I am going to pack it full of wood and then ship it.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Pack it full of cedar if you're doing anything.
Cedar splits. There you go. Well, it's a backpack full of cedar
splits. And there may or may not be Crux cigars in it when we send it to you.
Here you
so
go.
We'll see. But we picked up a couple different cigars along the way. Like I said, we picked up their Limitada Toro, the newest one that just released at PCA, and then it came out recently. And then we did the Crux du Connoisseur number one Lancero, favorite size. Mm. And I'm going to go over the Limitada with you guys today.
Cool.
So appropriately named Limitada, intelligently premium, with only 1,000 boxes produced a year. The Limitada is rooted in exclusivity. Superior with notes of earth and pepper, this limited edition cigar has the anatomy of exceptional tobaccos. When quality and craftsmanship get rolled into one, it becomes a national treasure that only makes select appearances during prime time. Is that kind of like the presidency?
I thought they were talking about Deion Sanders.
Bro, like old Deion Sanders or like now Deion Sanders?
Is there a difference?
I mean, I don't think he could run like he
with,
used to.
With both feet working or just one?
Yeah. Nice, man. That's
didn't he like in a wheelchair now?
No, come on.
Oh. No, they haven't cut it off yet.
Oh, yeah. The filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan. The binder is Connecticut Broadleaf and the wrapper is Nicaraguan. What did you guys think about this cigar, Rich?
Yeah, I got a lot of pepper off the light on this.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it sat down pretty good after that. I was kind of excited when I first started smoking it, but after about a third of it, got a little, should I dare say, a little woody?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
sorry.
I hate you people sometimes. There's nothing wrong with the little tree fibers.
Yes.
That's it right there. Yeah,
yeah. A little tree fibers in your cigar.
Yeah. Ultimately, I felt like this one kind of fit in with the others. It was good, but it didn't like take me anywhere, if that makes sense.
It was my favorite in the bunch.
Of course.
So this is definitely one and two with this one and the Habano.
Yeah. Absolutely. This was my favorite. I'm actually glad I picked them up for you guys to smoke, because the size that we got was that I was able to pick up was the 5x7, 5x54. Great cigar. Just all around good earthy tones, good. You could really get that soil out. You could really taste that farminess to it. And you know, I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say with the W word. But it was really W for me.
Yes.
And but it also, like, the dark chocolate came out over top of that for me. And
so yes. Foresty, so a little bit.
Yeah,
dark a little chocolate. Little wood. Uh-huh. Is that what you just said?
Who said it? But you know, that chocolatey note, and for me, again, I go back to consistency, and you know, all jokes aside, there are a lot of brands that have a lot of quality cigars, but then they have construction issues. And, you know,
we didn't have any.
Not out of the four of us in this room today, didn't have a single construction issue with any
of
these cigars.
That's pretty amazing.
And that to me speaks volumes of the brand. Like, on top of branding, I can say, hey, you need to go try this cigar because this cigar will not let you down. And you know, it may or may not be foresty.
Mm. Have a bit of arbor.
Ooh.
Accentuating it.
Shall we call it tree service?
He knew that was going to happen. Just
a little chipper.
What'd you say about
that? If you were a druid, you would appreciate this one.
Yeah, oh, druid.
There you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Great. A druish princess.
Yeah, big fan of this cigar. Chocolatey, creamy, in all the right ways. This is the little bit of like cream on the top of an espresso, though, right? Like, it's got more of a depth to it. It's not I'm not thinking like whipped cream kind of creaminess, right? We're not thinking more like milk. This is a nice espuma on top of a cappuccino right here.
Can you spell that?
E-S-P-U-M-A?
Espuma.
Ding! Right.
Mm.
But absolutely, this is another one that, you know, even though the limited production, if you have your chance to get your hands on it, I think this is definitely worth grabbing too. You want to share this with a friend, pair this with a nice rum.
Absolutely. A great rum would be awesome.
Yes.
Like a Barbados, like.
Big time.
Big.
OFTD. Oh,
man. Get you some Privateer.
Yeah.
Those are some good choices. Yeah. Oof.
That would be so great because it would bring that chocolatey out, but it would also add you a little bit of citrus to it.
Yes.
Mm.
Sweet tea?
Ooh, a little Zacapa.
Somebody say sweet tea?
Some Zacapa would be good.
Probably unsweet.
Yeah, probably unsweet.
Just unsweet, though. Mm.
Mm, maybe some black or some Earl Grey.
I'll be
a fan of Earl Grey.
I'll be quick with my comments.
Yeah, we figured.
Yeah.
Roll that beautiful tree footage. Yeah.
Well, you know, don't get ahead of the finger, okay?
Okay.
You
know? Okay.
Seriously, it's not a contest.
If I had a dollar,
that's what she said.
Time.
So this was the very, this is the first stick that I grabbed out of the flight because it was one I'd never had before. And I was very excited. I was like, I had read, about it. I'm like, well, this actually sounds, rather interesting.
So you are talking about the right cigar, right?
I am talking about the Limitada. Yes,
okay.
I am.
All right. Just making sure.
So I like the word Toro, not the word Petite Lancero. Mm. But so I was like, okay, this will be something a little bit different. And I wrote down the word cedar.
Which is a...
And then some other words. about it being...
Timber.
Yeah. So you picked up some tree in it, did you?
It was very woody, like a rick of wood is what I wrote down. So there you have it. So it was kind of in the middle of the product line for me. I didn't think it was like, ooh, this is amazing. It's a limited series, So I it was probably my second favorite out of the flight.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just a little, had that thing on it, so... Yeah.
You have something to say? Because you look like you had something to say over there.
Mm-mm.
No?
No?
Okay. Well, let's give it the rating, boys. What do we got here? Go fours.
No, not all fours. No.
It was a four across the board.
It was a four across the board.
I felt like something smacked me on the head.
Maybe 3.54.
All right.
We'll go
see
with
if
that.
I can read these big words here.
Mike's going to go over the Crux de Concierge, number one, Lancero.
Yes. So for this particular cigar, here is their marketing shtick. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Did you hear that?
You're the one with the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not listening. Anyway, that's why wisdom does not listen. Yeah, so Du Connoisseur is crafted for the maverick in all of us, for the soul man hand-wired to go against the grain, but still staying true nonetheless. Du Connoisseur is captivatingly rich, revealing its true glory with notes of caramel and espresso for a restrained finish. I never use the words restrained and espresso in the same sentence, but it's distinctive.
Is it half and half?
No. Its distinctive shape is the perfect partner for introspective nights, as opposed to what other kind of nights are there? And restless spirits. Wow. This filler is Honduran. The binder is Nicaraguan. The wrapper is Habano Jalapo. What did you think about it, Benjamin?
Bottom of the totem pole for me.
Really?
Out of the Crux lineup.
Wow.
This thing... And I think because I was able to decisively delineate flavor profile advancement through the rest of the line.
Oh, this thing was not like the others.
This one was kind of single note for me. Dare I say, just kind of ho-hum. I wasn't super stoked about smoking this about halfway through it, which is something I don't often experience. I think it's worth revisiting. Maybe there, I feel like there's something that I'm missing the way that everybody's looking at me right now.
So
I'm
just gonna chime in here for a second. I agree with you that this was the bottom of the list for me.
Wow.
Which is extremely painful because Lancero is my favorite size.
Interesting.
I thought that it really didn't change flavor.
Same.
And it was consistent. The burn was consistent. It was a very well-constructed cigar. But you expect when you're smoking a Lancero that you're going to hit those flavor profile changes throughout it. And it just didn't happen for me.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mike?
This was mild up front. I thought it was very well balanced. There were some burnt sugars and caramel in the middle. Kind of easy wood. See, I'm not going to hit the button on that one.
It's kind of restraint. You restrained.
Yes. I had, what was it? It was an introspective night. It was sweet on the finish. I thought this was above average. This was my best of the flight. I actually like this.
So you like half and half sweet, unsweet tea and cigars that don't
and have flavor. And a Duke connoisseur, yeah. No, this had flavor.
No, that's it.
That tracks.
I thought tracks. It's interesting. I don't read the marketing, you know, tasting notes in advance, and I thought it was interesting that it kind of, you know, paired up with it. So,
Yeah.
All right, Rich.
I did not find it bold. I found it I used the word subdued. The flavors were a bit subdued.
Oh.
I won't use the W, but
introspective,
restrained.
Yeah, restrained.
A little restrained.
Yeah.
It had a great
was
burn.
Was it like an Habano that beat you over the head?
Did find it a little nutty in a non-introspective way. But I think it got really good towards the end, especially for me. I did pick up a little bit more spice as I went through. But I thought it was good. I think for me, this was number two.
So, ratings? I got number four.
Finally.
we lost on that one.
Yeah, no.
Magnificent.
Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
So, but I do want to take a moment here. I know we only have a short time left in our luscious voices this evening. I want to just remind the listeners that taste is subjective.
Yep.
You like what you like, and you don't like what you don't like.
I'm
so,
right.
You know, all jokes aside, we like to tell all of our listeners, give it a try. Go out to a shop, ask for some Crux, give them a try.
For sure.
They're, you know, a solid brand.
Don't start
they are
with
a solid
Habano.
Brand.
When I did feel like you're getting your money's worth here.
Yeah.
Whatever our criticisms are, you're getting your money's worth.
Absolutely.
It's worth the smoke all the way around.
So other than teas, what did we pair?
I had some coffee, was good.
Yeah.
Some black coffees.
Yeah.
And some water.
I had some bourbons.
I had this in a couple of tasting rounds with a lot of things, whiskey, rum, scotch. Yeah. I didn't really find anything that I was like.
I wouldn't have put scotch with them because as much wood as you picked up, why would you want to put peat on top
of it? I intentionally had
scotch is peaty, dude. Chill.
I actually had that privateer rum that you have in front of you with
delicious.
Habano. And I actually like the rum more than I did the cigar. So I thought the rum was rescuing the cigar, you know, the whole time. I was like, wow, thank God there's something to stand up to a little bit of this wood.
Well, all right. So what are y'all's favorites out of this line?
I already said mine was the Duke Connoisseur.
Duke Connoisseur. I'm a Limitada. You're a Limitada.
Epicure Habano.
Okay, Epicure Habano.
I'm going to go with Epicure Connecticut.
Okay, there's a lot of different taste palettes here represented. So, all in all, Crux, you guys are doing a good job. Chris, great dude, the one that hooked us up with this today.
Thank you.
He also has the world's largest pumpkin, I think.
Really?
Or something, some kind of gourd.
Huh. A gourd of sorts.
Oh, it might be a carrot. I can't remember. He's got a Guinness World Records something.
So where do you put that on your resume? Do you put it at the top and lead with that?
I don't know.
Special skills and talent.
Is that how you
probably
open up? Is it like your superpower for small talk? Hey, my name is Chris. I grew the biggest carrot.
Yeah. it is a carrot. Absolutely a carrot.
Cool.
Giant root, huh?
And there's a picture of him with it. It was the world's largest carrot.
Oh, that's chick magnet.
I mean, this carrot is like the size of his torso.
That's a wild-looking carrot.
That's
dude.
A wild-looking carrot.
Do you get like free daiquiris at Applebee's if you, you know,
he's,
you have the
you
world's
know?
Largest carrot?
Dude's got a Guinness Book of World Records in his under his belt, so.
I have one. I am the world's biggest hater.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, well, that's believable. Well, guys, I really want to appreciate everybody for coming out.
You want to, but
I want to, but I'm not. So, Good night, everybody. No, just good old boy Mike. What do you have on us today?
You know, I think that you should decide exactly what kind of sweet tea that you need to enjoy in life, you know, before you're going to sit down and enjoy any of these cigars. Yeah, you know, for sure. You know, I thought it was a really good line. You should go and check it out. Listen, thanks for enjoying us on this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
And smoking.
Rich?
Yeah.
And smoking? That's and all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Not thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome, always. Rich. That's cool.
Always.
Yeah.
Always good to see you, dude.
Always good.
I'm just glad you said
sweet
the word
sweet or unsweet.
Half.
Stop you mixing know? Your teas up.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't mix your teas.
It's not like crossing the streams.
Don't be like those people. Those are serial killers that mix teas. Yeah. Those are serial killers. And I'm good old boy Barger, and I'll ask you to keep smoking whatever you're smoking.
With your right hand or your left hand today?
You pick. You pick.
We could do both. To talk about the guy with the arm.
Ambidextrous. Ambidextrous. Oh, the guy smokers. With the arm.
Yeah.
We'll save that for the next
save
episode.
Save it for another episode, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the arm would have picked the Limitada.
No. It probably would have beat itself to death. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and y'all have a wonderful evening.
Ash.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Ham production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Put on the organ, make some noise. Thank you so much. You guys have been amazing. Thanks for having us.